Welcome back to DNB College. Today we're building something that makes a DNB Groo feel alive without cluttering the mix. We're talking about a Roughneck Top Loop Swing in Ableton Live 12, beginner level, but with proper results if you follow the process carefully. The idea here is simple. Your kick and snare hold the structure, your sub holds the weight, and the top loop sits above all of that as the movement layer. It's the grit, the shuffle, the restless high-end percussion that makes the drums feel like they're talking back. Hats, shakers, tiny break slices, rim ticks, little ghost hits. Nothing too heavy in the low end. Just enough attitude to push the groove forward. Why this works in DNB is because the genre is so fast that tiny timing differences matter a lot. A small amount of swing, a few well-placed accents, and a bit of texture can completely change how a loop feels. The top layer is often what turns a playing two-step into something rude, rolling, and ready for the club. First thing, don't start with the top loop alone. Start with the main drum context. Put down your kick and snare first. Keep it simple. A standard two-step works perfectly here, with kick on the first beat and snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Let the snare stay clear and solid. That snare is the anchor. If the top loop starts stealing that roll, you've already gone too far. What to listen for here is whether the bass drums already have movement. If the kick and snare feel dead, the top loop will help. If they already feel crowded, fix that before you add anything else. The top layer should support the groove, not replace it. Now choose your source. For a beginner, I'd start with clean one-shots, hats, shakers, rim ticks, small percussion hits. If you want more old-school jungle grime, you can also use sliced break tops. Both work. The break route gives you more organic chaos and a rougher, more vintage feel. The one-shot route gives you more control and a cleaner way to learn the pocket. Load your sounds into Ableton, either as MIDI and simpler or as audio clips that you can place by hand. Keep the material focused on the top end. You do not need the full break body here. The kick and snare already own that space. Now build a one bar or two bar pattern, but keep it sparse. This is important. Too many hats will flatten the groove and make the snare feel smaller. Start with a few offbeats, a couple of ghost ticks, maybe one syncopated hit leading into the snare, and a tiny pickup at the end of the bar. You want space between the accents. That space is what makes the loop breathe. A really good beginner target is 4 to 8 active hits in a bar. That's enough to create motion without turning the top layer into noise. Then duplicate it into bar 2 and change one or two notes so it doesn't feel like a copy-paste machine. What to listen for now is the relationship between the top loop and the snare. The top loop should feel like it's propelling the snare, not fighting it. If the snare loses its punch, remove notes before you touch any processing. Next comes the swing. And this is where the Roughneck feel really starts to show up. Don't just throw on a groove preset and call it done. In Ableton Live 12, you can nudge individual MIDI notes or clip timings slightly late or slightly early. The trick is to do this with intention. Move some 16ths a little late for drag. Push a pickup hit a little early for anticipation. Keep the snare locked. Keep the kick mostly stable unless you deliberately want a more broken, human feel. And the timing changes should be tiny. We're talking a few milliseconds. In a fast DNB track, even very small movements create a strong physical feel. That's why this works in DNB. The tempo is high enough that subtle offsets become powerful swing. A useful mindset here is to compare two versions. Make one version straighter, one version looser. That way you can hear whether the swing is actually improving the groove instead of just making it feel messy. That's a great beginner habit. Keep it practical. Keep it simple. Now shape the sound with stock Ableton devices. You do not need anything fancy. A solid chain is EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator. Use EQ8 to high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz so it stays out of the kick and bass area. If it starts sounding fizzy or harsh, make a gentle dip around 6 to 10 kHz. Then use drum bus lightly for density and knock. After that, add a little saturator for grit and edge. Another option is auto filter, glue compressor, then saturator. Use auto filter to clean out unwanted low end or narrow the sound if you want a rougher, more focused top. Glue compressor should be gentle. You want control, not squashing. Then use saturator for character. What to listen for is improvement in focus, not just volume. When you bypass the chain, the loop should become less interesting and less controlled. When you turn it back on, it should feel more present, more focused, and a little nastier, without turning brittle or splattery. And here's a very important reminder. Solo can lie to you. A top loop can sound amazing by itself, and then become irritating or harsh once the snare and bass return. Always judge it in the full drumbed context. The snare is the judge. If the snare starts losing authority, the top loop needs simplification. Once the rhythm feels right, bring everything into the pocket. Play the top loop with the kick, snare, and bass together. This is the real checkpoint. Ask yourself, does the top loop reinforce the snare lift? Does it create forward motion into the next beat? Does it leave enough space for the kick to punch? If the groove feels stiff, move one or two top hits a little earlier or later. If it feels too messy, delete the least important hit instead of trying to compress it into submission. In DNB, restraint usually wins. One strong accent is worth three weak ones. You can also use Ableton's groove pool, but be careful. Too much swing can make the loop mushy and weaken the drum drive. If you use a groove, keep it subtle and mostly on the top loop, not on the kick and snare anchor. For a more old-school jungle feel, a little extra shuffle can help. For darker, more modern rollers, keep it tighter and let the groove come from note placement. At this point, once the loop has identity, print it to audio. This is a big workflow move. Render it, resample it, bounce it down. Now you can see the waveform. Trim the edges, add tiny fades, reverse a hit, or chop the loop for arrangement changes. Don't get stuck endlessly tweaking MIDI. Print it and move on like a real track builder. If you want width, be careful. Top loops can get wide and messy fast. Keep the main transient centered if possible. If you widen anything, keep it light and check mono. You want texture width, not rhythmic width. The timing and punch should stay stable even if the texture spreads a little. That matters in a club, because the loop still needs to read clearly when the system folds down or the room gets crowded. If it disappears in mono, it's not a strong top loop. Now let's think like an arranger, not just a loop programmer. Don't let the loop repeat the exact same way for 16 bars. Build it like a drop tool. For example, you might run a full restrained version for the first 4 bars, add a ghost hit or open hat in bars 5 to 8, remove one element in bars 9 to 12 to create a breath, then bring in a variation or small fill in bars 13 to 16. That tiny evolution keeps the drop moving, without changing the whole low-end story every bar. That's another reason this works in DNB. The bass and snare often carry a lot of the main impact, so the top loop can evolve subtly, while the rest stays solid. It makes the track feel intentional, not repetitive. A few bonus habits will help a lot here. Don't overdo saturation. Treat grit like seasoning. Use asymmetry on purpose. A loop that repeats perfectly every bar can sound too polite, so try one bar with a missing ghost hit or a slightly different pickup. Also, watch the 2 to 5 kHz range. That's where hats get exciting, but it's also where harshness builds quickly. If the loop stings instead of cuts, make a gentle EQ dip rather than turning everything down. And here's a really useful shortcut. Make two versions early. One cleaner and straighter. One dirtier and looser. That gives you a fast/B decision and saves you from rebuilding the whole thing later. In DNB, that can be the difference between a loop that just sounds cool and a loop that actually serves the track. So let's recap. A roughneck top loop in DNB is not just a hat pattern. It's a movement layer. You build the kick and snare first. You keep the snare clear. You use a small number of top hits with intentional space. You create swing with subtle timing changes, not just heavy groove presets. You shape the loop with light EQ, compression, and saturation. Then you check it in context, print it to audio, and arrange it like a real part of the drop. The best result should feel rude, controlled, and alive. Not busy for the sake of it, not washed out. Just locked in, nasty, and moving forward. Your exercise is simple and worth doing right now. Build a 1-bar roughneck top loop using only Ableton stock devices. Keep it above about 180 Hz, use no more than 8 hits, and make 2 versions, one tighter, one looser. Then place that loop into an 8-bar mini arrangement and change it slightly in bars 5 to 8. Play it with kick, snare, and bass, and ask yourself the one question that matters most. Does the snare still feel like the anchor? If yes, you're on the right track. If not, simplify the rhythm, not the soul. Now go build that movement layer and make it talk.